That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's better than therapy. You see somebody do something crazy out there in the world, and you just kind of make a mental note of it. You say to yourself, that's all I need to know about that person. Then you call us. Simple, right? 1-800-330-9999. It feels so much better when you put something down that's been on your mind over time. I've got producer Sean in the studio today. What's on your mind, Sean?
Well, if you are a line complainer, that is all I need to know about you.
Line complainer.
Yes. I was at a supermarket yesterday. Very busy. Self-checkout was packed. One person working it, helping people out when there's, you know, screw-ups on the self-checkout.
Sure. They just kind of walk around with that card and bloop, yep, at each thing, enter some code, and then you move on with your life.
So I'm probably in line for about a good 3 to 4 minutes, and the lady behind me the entire time, oh, I could do better than this. This is taking too long.
I love the person.
What's going on?
Who believes they can do the job better?
Oh, there's always a line complainer.
You know, it sometimes, like, we have to step back from ourselves for a minute, because sometimes, you know, we can be that person, right? You have a day, you have certain things going on or whatever, and then you lose sight of the fact that this other person has nothing to do with any of the other problems that are happening in your life, right? And for a moment, you believe that they are actually the center of the universe and everything that is wrong with the universe at the time. And it's so unfair. It's so, like, this other person, you have no idea what's going on with them. Maybe they showed up to work today, they got a sick parent, right? Maybe their kid's home or something like that. You know, you have no idea what they're going through, and they still showed up, and they're walking from machine to machine, and they're scanning that card, and they're putting in their code, and they might not be doing it with a smile. Let's be honest.
No,
I mean, I get it. It's a mundane existence, right? To walk from one of those things to the next all day.
Rare to come across a person with a smile.
You know, but I mean, at the same point, like, they are not the problem. They're clearly not the problem.
They're not.
Oh, that's a good one. If you need GPS to get home from anywhere, that's all I need to know about you. All right. I can't. Listen, I always have my navigation on in my car, and it's really about traffic, because just the areas I drive, the traffic is bad. And one thing I'll give you as advice is that if your GPS tells you to get off the highway, do it. Don't question and think to yourself that you know better, because there is a reason it is telling you, and it's because that there is something terrible going on up front there. But the other thing that drives me nuts is when people, they just don't remember where they've been or how to get to their home.
They've been there like 4 or 5 times.
Yes.
Still need to use a GPS. It's like, have you not been paying attention?
In my opinion, if you have been someplace more than twice and it was during daytime, then there's no excuse whatsoever for you know how to at least get home from there. Like, you should be able to get from your house to that general vicinity and then get back to your house with little to no instruction.
I feel like if you know you went north to this place, then shouldn't you know to go south?
Oh,
I'm
not one of those, though. I'm not going to act like I know which way is north, because I never do. And you can tell me all day about the sun or the stars. And I still don't know. 1-800-330-9999. Anytime you want to chime in, just give us a call and fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.